بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي يقول الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول صلاح هذه الأمة باليقين والزهد وأول فسادها بالبخل والأمل أو كما قال عليه السلام My respected elders, scholars, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this tawfiq so that we can sit here. For this is a gathering of iman. When the sahaba used to sit around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, their iman used to increase so much that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say, when we are sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we used to hear the tasbihat of our food. So that the iman increased so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the power to listen to the tasbihat of their food in their hands. Once when the sahaba radiallahu anhum were sitting together, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was climbing a tree, and the wind can blew his clothes, and his leg was exposed, the lower leg. And the sahaba laughed at him because his leg was very thin. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the sahaba, why are you laughing? And they said, Ya Rasulullah, the leg of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is very thin. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهَا أَثْقَلُ إِنَّ اللَّهِ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُهُدِ It is heavier in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the mountain of Uhud. His leg is very thin. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of what he has in his heart, the iman in his heart is very high, that the leg, the weight in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is heavier than the Mount of Uhud. So it's not about how much we are thin or big. It is how much iman what we have in our heart. That's in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama says the most precious thing from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is hidayah. It is so much precious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it compulsory and fard on every each of us to recite it in salat, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayah. So each of us, when we pray, we say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this hidayah only on his hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ So the most precious thing from Khazain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hidayat. To have a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the right path. And this hidayat has no limit. As long as you make a struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase his hidayat. Once we were in Tashkil, and I met some brother from South Africa. We were going on a bus. And I asked him, where are you from? And he says, I'm from South Africa. It was a long time ago. He said, I'm from South Africa. And I asked him, how come you come to this da'wah? How do you know about tabligh? And he told me first, I was not a Muslim. He said, I made some crime and I was in prison. And for a long time I was in prison. He said, you know, after time goes by, He wanted to repent to his Lord. He was not a Muslim. He told me even he didn't hear about Islam. He didn't know what Islam was. So once he was sitting with his friends, he told them to his friend, "You know, I want to repent for what I did in the past." He says it was a Catholic church, following the Catholic way. On their religion, if one person wants to make repent to Allah, to repent to the Lord, he has to confess to the priest. And the priest is the one who makes, you know, something to the Lord. So he says in the prison, once in a week, there was one priest coming. So I said, I will confess to the priest for what I did, and he will make, you know, tawbah or istighfar to Allah or to the Lord. So on Sunday, when the priest came, I approached him, and he said, "Yeah, priest, you know, I want to repent for what I did in the past." Because the priest asked him, "You know, what you do in the past?" He said, "I did this and this." He didn't tell me what he did. He didn't tell me. He said, "I did this. And the priest was so angry and upset, said, "You know, I will not make dua for you, for your Lord, for this kind of crime. This is so, so the devil thing you did so much that I will not ask the Lord for you." And this guy said, "You know, I was shocked when the priest told me this." And said, in another city, my mother was there. So he wrote a letter to his mother to ask the priest there in his mother's city so that he can repent. So he sent the letter to his mother, and the mother took that letter and went to the priest. And she told him that my son is in prison. He did something in crime, some evil thing, and he wants to repent now. So the priest asked his mother, "What did your son do?" And she told him he did this. And the priest said, No. I will not make any dua or prayer to the Lord to forgive your son." So the mother replied to this letter and said, "My son, our priest also denied to make prayer for you." Oh, so now this guy, I was so amazed. So what shall I do in my life? So he said, it was the month of Ramadan, and I was sitting with my friends in the prison, and I saw one guy just passing by wearing this topi. You know topi? What is it called this in this? Topi, yeah. I saw him. And I thought that this was just a traditional clothes for the Indians. And I asked him, "Hey, why are you wearing today like the Indians?" "Because of the topi. The topi becomes his sabab for hidayat. One sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And he said, "Why are you wearing like Indians today?" And my friend next to me said, no, he's not Indian, he's a Muslim." And I said, "What? What is a Muslim?" "See, this is a religion, one religion there." "See, another religion? Another, other than the Christians?" He said, "Yes, they are Muslims. They have their own religion." Then I followed that guy. That guy was holding a carpet for the masjid. At the back side of the prison, there was a masjid. So the carpet was for the masjid, holding that guy. I followed him. And I saw him putting that carpet in one small room at the back of the prison. And he went out. And I said, "What is that?" And I followed him, and I went to the window of the masjid, and I looked inside. And he said to me, "Wallahi, when I looked inside, I felt something in my heart. You know, I was expecting something like church, big crosses and, you know, statues inside and design something." "No," he said, "I was just saw a carpet in open room, nothing was in there." Then I went back to my friend. He said, "I want to know about these people. These are Muslims you called. Show me." And my friend showed me a group of Muslims sitting there. He told me, "That are the Muslims. Go and ask them. I don't know about Islam. Go and ask them. Those are the Muslims." So I went to the Muslim and he said, "You are the Muslims?" He said, "Yes." "So what is about your religion? Tell me about your religion." So the Muslim told me about Arkan al-Islam. So they were explaining to me what is with Shahadat wa la ilaha illallah. And I was not surprised when I heard about la ilaha illallah, because we have also Lord in our deen, in our religion. So you have also religion. So they explained me about Ramadan, also fasting. So we have also our fasting. You also have some same fasting. So they told me about zakat. And I said, okay, the rich man gives money to the poor person. So we also give from our riches to the poor. This is the same. And they told me about Hajj also. And I said, some person who have money will go somewhere and do some ritual things and come back. That's also normal. But he said, when they told me about Salat, I was so much touched in my heart. I said, if a person is standing in front of Allah 5 times a day, in front of Allah, no one was between me and Allah. And he said to me, I thought, if I am standing 5 times a day in front of Allah, then I will ask for repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no priest between us. He found the solution for his problem in Salat. And I was so happy when I heard about Salat. So I started sitting with these Muslims. I started going with them, eating with them, playing with them. He said, I started studying about Islam for 1 year. He didn't accept Islam, but he was eating with them, sitting with them, learning from them. He says, the next year in Ramadan, I accepted Islam. He found the solution for his problem in Salat. He wanted to make a repentance, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he didn't find the way. But he found the way in Salat. Because if a person is standing Allah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day, and no one is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can ask anything what you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a solution for all of our problems. Everything what we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can ask him in Salat. And this guy told me, and I started learning Quran, and from the Quran I always come to this ayah, وَأَنْزِرْ عَشْرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. You know, I don't know if in tafsir in English, but وَأَنْزِرْ عَشْرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. So I always, when I read this ayah, I remember always my mother, because I love her so much. She told me, I love her so much. She's in another city. I am also in another city in prison. So I was thinking, what will happen to my mother? وَأَنْزِرْ عَشْرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. So Alhamdulillah, he said, after finishing my time in prison, so I was released from prison, I just directly went to my mother. And my mother was very old and she was very sick. So I went to her. He told me, I met her on Thursday. She said, he went to his mother and said, my mother, we met, mashallah, and everything. And he told her that, mother, I become a Muslim. And a Muslim, Islam is a very beautiful religion. They have this and they have that and this. He told her everything about Islam. The mother was very happy and she said, my son, if you love Islam, I also love Islam. I will also accept Islam if you accept Islam. And I was very happy, and he said, tomorrow is Friday, so I will go to the masjid in Juma prayer hall. I will bring the imam to you, to this house. You will, inshallah, say the Shahadat. And that was on Thursday, so tomorrow is Friday. So the next day he prayed Juma in the masjid. He brings the imam. So the mother accepted Shahada, and she said on Saturday she passed away. Only 1 day. And he started crying when he said this. She started crying. He said, I was between happiness and so in sadness. I was sad because, you know, my mother passed away. And I was happy because she accepted Islam. Imagine he was late for 1 day. Imagine what will happen if he was late for 1 day. She wouldn't have accepted Islam. So whenever the ummah is late in making da'wah to people, every day people are going to Jahannam. They say people, at least now around the world, around 300,000 people will pass every day, in average. Most of them are going to Jahannam. So this man, he took the responsibility. He went to his mother, make da'wah, and his mother accepted Islam on Friday and she passed away on Saturday. Then he went to, he said, I went to Mozambique also. He says, seven families, they accept Islam because of my da'wah. Imagine. So whenever the ummah is not going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever we are late from our going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people are every day going to Jahannam. The ulama says, the difference between our juhud, our da'wah, and the da'wah of Anbiya alayhim salam is one thing. Al-Anbiya alayhim salam, the way they go to people with sifat, with qualities, but we go to have that qualities. That is the difference. So we have to make so much struggle and effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Ready inshallah? Jazakumullah khair.